The 86th Texas Legislature is underway, and many are wondering if this is the session when overdue repairs are made to the Public Information Act. The once robust law declares the people have a right to know what their government is doing. But as TPR's David Martin Davies reports, a loophole in the Public Information Act helps police departments hide what happens when a suspect dies while in custody.
You know, when we first found out about this, I thought this is the most horrible, insidious, war crime kind of thing.
Robert Dyer is making a pot of coffee in his home in the Piney Woods outside of Paris, Texas, and he tells me about the night in 2013 that he got a late-night phone call about his 18-year-old son, Graham.
Saying that Graham had been in trouble and he was in the hospital and we needed to get down there.
The call was from the Mesquite, Texas Police Department. Robert and Kathy Dyer then drove the 2 hours to get to the hospital to find out what had happened to their son. But when the Dyers arrived, they were told they couldn't see Graham. He was under arrest for assaulting a police officer, and it didn't look like he would make it.
He was completely unresponsive. And then when they established that his brain waves were just not going to make it back, then they let us in the room to... What the hell happened to my son?
What happened to Graham Dyer is the question that the Mesquite Police Department was not required to answer. Because Graham was a suspect in a crime, assaulting a police officer, and there was an ongoing investigation. And even though he was pronounced dead, his case would remain open and subject to the dead suspect loophole.
And the minute that they said that he was essentially dead, all the cops just packed up and left. So right then and there, I knew that there's something.
The Dyers reached out to Graham's friends and found out that that night he and a few other friends had dropped acid. They took LSD, a powerful illegal hallucinogenic. Graham had a bad reaction, a bad trip. The group ended up outside of Wilkerson Middle School, and then the police showed up. And this is what that sounded like.
Get your hands out of your pockets. Get your hands out of your pockets. Get your hands. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back.
You know, when they were zapping him with that taser, he was flopping around pretty hard. Instant protocol. If somebody has a head injury or somebody's really amped up on drugs, go to the hospital.
The police got Graham in the back of a patrol car and he continued to struggle. This audio is disturbing. We've removed the obscenities used by both the police and Graham Dyer.
Chill the fuck out.
Oh! I'm just trying to get enough.
What the fuck?
On the way to the police station, Graham was not restrained. He slammed his head against the wall of the car about 50 times. At the police station, Graham was strapped into a restraining chair and left there for about 2 hours. It became clear he was severely injured and then taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead from cranial cerebral trauma. But Graham's family didn't know all this. The Mesquite Police Department kept it hidden.
You know, they said, we just don't have to turn that stuff over to you. It's exempt. And that was pretty much the end of it.
The Dyers eventually sued the Mesquite Police Department in federal court. This made records available under the Federal Freedom of Information Act.
I see 10 seconds of 2 hours of just what looks like a war crime. Gosh, no wonder they didn't want me to see it.
4 years after Graham's death, with the release of this evidence and with the extensive investigative coverage led by the Austin American-Statesman, the Dallas County District Attorney's Office said the Mesquite police officers should be charged with criminal negligent homicide. But because of the statute of limitations, it was too late to bring those charges.
We've given a little bit too much to law enforcement, you know, and especially like... deaths while in custody. If there is ever a time when there ought to be a full release of all records is if somebody dies in custody.
All right, the chair lays out House Bill 3234 and recognizes Chairman Moody to explain his bill.
This is about closing a loophole and opening up some crucial information to public scrutiny.
In the last legislative session, State Representative Joe Moody, a Democrat from El Paso, filed a bill that would close the dead suspect loophole. Also at that bill's hearing were Graham's parents.
Yes, my name is Kathy Dyer. It's not pleasant. It's not fun to be here. If you'll watch the police video when you see my son being tased repeatedly in the testicles while he was handcuffed in the back seat of a cruiser.
Robert Dyer.
You know, if they got out of control and beat him up a little bit too hard, you know, that's one thing. But they tortured and they murdered. And they covered it up, and they began covering up from the minute we got to the hospital. The city of Mesquite covered it up. Guys, the state of Texas covered it up.
The bill died in legislative limbo, but Moody has filed a new version of the bill for the 2019 legislative session.
That's going to be our job this session, is to try and push this into a hearing much earlier than we were able to last session.
And Robert Dyer said he's coming back, ready to again tell Graham's story and try to close the dead suspect loophole. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.